Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back into our studio here in Exeter, Rhode Island, a veteran of Conducting Conversations, been on our program for many, many years. He is the very well known, the extremely talented, good looking Ed Marquardt is back. Welcome, Ed.
Well, thank you for all of that, Mike.
There you go.
Pleasure to be here.
Nothing has changed. You're still good looking, talented, and all of that.
Well, a few years beyond that, but that's okay.
Ed is here to talk about the Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's, where he is the music director, and a concert coming up in 5 or 6 weeks, Sunday, April 21st. At beautiful St. John's Episcopal Church in Barrington, and that's going to be a 3 o'clock performance. We're going to talk about that, talk about some of the things that have happened in the past, and maybe some upcoming events, but let's catch up a little bit. Ed, it's been a few months since we've seen each other here on the program.
Right.
And things are going well?
They are. We've had full houses for our orchestra concerts, and we expect one for this April 21st concert. And following that, the first week of June, we have chamber music concert performed by members of our orchestra. So things are sailing along as smoothly as possible.
Great. That's going to be on June 2nd?
That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So dates to remember, April 21st and then June 2nd. And the kind of music that is played by the chamber orchestra is varied, I would say.
Yeah.
Over the years, you've done lots of different styles.
Correct. We focus on those pieces which were written, composed especially for a smaller orchestra. Some people expect a string quartet, but our chamber orchestra averages 36 players for each concert. We have on our rolls, on the roster, about 95 that we choose from, depending on availability.
95 players that may or may not be there.
That's correct.
Depending on availability.
But the we typically will have 35, 36, and up to 40. It depends on the requirements of the composition.
And the music that you play is not all from one age. It's not all a matter of, oh, you only play 17th century or 16th century or... Right, it's varied.
That's correct. The last concert, for instance, we did 3 20th century composers and Beethoven we celebrated Black History Month. And we're very proud of the pieces we got to do representing those composers, Florence Price, George Walker. And then there was a fellow who is actually from France. He was born in Guadeloupe. His name is Chevalier de Saint-Georges. And there was a movie made about his life in 2022. And now there's a new show about to head to Broadway. It just had its opening in Washington Heights called Chevalier. And that will be on Broadway very soon, I think.
Wow. Very interesting. Now, I noticed that the name of this program coming up on the 21st is Two Iconic Symphonies and a Rhode Island Delight.
Well, yes.
Is this going to be Del's Lemonade or?
No, different kind of Rhode Island Delight.
No.
We open the program with Aaron Copland's very famous Fanfare for the Common Man, which we'll talk about in a moment. The iconic symphonies are Charles Ives' Third Symphony. Charles Ives was great American composer, composed mostly around the turn of the century to up till about 1915. And then Mozart Symphony No. 41, his last. And then the Rhode Island Delight was composed by Paul Nelson. And it features Chris Turner of Aurea fame, who is a fabulous actor, but also a virtuoso, world-class harmonica player. And the story is quite interesting. Chris came to this country as a rock musician, playing harmonica with rock bands. Hmm. His wife is a folk violinist. And he happened to be playing for something at Trinity. And some person from the Rhode Island Philharmonic asked Chris if he could play with the Philharmonic. He said, sure. But he had no repertoire to play. Chris lives on William Street in Providence. He lives right across the street from where Paul Nelson, one of Rhode Island's great composers, lived. And he was bemoaning the fact to Paul that he had nothing to play with the Philharmonic. And Paul said, I'll write you something.
I'll fix that.
Right? I'll fix that. So hence the William Street Blues, which will be played by Chris and 12 brass players.
Wow. As we talked about, not just your normal violin quartet.
No, right? not really. Yeah.
So is this the first time for harmonica to be featured?
With our group, yeah. Yeah. The piece was, I'm not sure how long ago Paul composed this piece, but it did have its debut with the Rhode Island Philharmonic maybe 10 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the first piece of music, and you mentioned Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man.
It was written in 1942. There was a conductor of the Cincinnati Orchestra by the name of Eugene Goossens who commissioned 10 fanfares for the season 1942-43, trying to give some hope during the middle of World War II. And Aaron Copland composed this piece, which also is the seed of the last movement of his Third Symphony, when he wrote that. But this is the one fanfare that lasted. And it's quite an inspiring two-minute piece, and people love it whenever they hear it.
Ed, you have brought a lot of music with you today, so in order to get as much in as possible, let's go right to this next piece. Tell us about this.
This is the Charles Ives Third Symphony. I'm not quite sure how many movements we're going to play, but I'll run them by folks. It was written between 1908 and 1910 by Charles Ives, who passed away in 1954. He was a very almost outrageous composer. He used marches, parlor songs, hymns. In this particular symphony, you can identify parts of 6 hymn tunes that he uses, much in the fashion that Gustav Mahler used folk music and klezmer music in his symphonies in Europe. But Ives had no connection to Europe, so this is what he knew. And the Third Symphony is called Camp Meeting. And these are reflections from Ives' childhood. The first movement is Old Folks Gatherin'. The second movement is Children's Day. and the third is communion. In 1946, remember this piece was completed in 1910. In 1946, it received its world premiere in New York.
There's a little gap.
There's a little bit of a gap there. And just for kicks, you know, he received the Pulitzer Prize in 1947 for this piece that was written in 1910. So Charles Ives remained relatively unknown for a very, very long period of time. And in my day, Leonard Bernstein was a big proponent of American music in general and Ives specifically. Mm-hmm. So I think you'll be able to hear some hymn tunes coming in.
All right. Let's listen to that first one, Old Folks Gathering. Then we'll take a short break and be back with more. The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with the music director, Edward Marquard, Dr. Edward Marquard. And I found out something before the show today that I always knew Ed as the conductor for many, many years at Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra and this orchestra. But you were a singer, Ed. I didn't realize that.
My first association with the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra was in the fall of 1974 when I was hired to be the bass soloist in Messiah.
Wow.
And then I did the next year St. John, the following year B minor Mass, and then St. John again. And then I decided to hang up my track shoes. Those two things are not related, St. John and my hiring, hanging up my track shoes. But, yeah, I was doing about...
Now, were you at Rhode Island College at that time?
Yeah. I came here in the fall of 73 to Rhode Island College, and I was still singing professionally around the country about 15 gigs per season.
Yeah. So. Well, very interesting, and... most people know you as, you know, the mainstay at Rhode Island College for a lot of years, right?
40 years. And 32 with the Civic Chorale.
Wow. Okay. Long tenure there. All right. We're going to go to another piece of the Ives music at this point in time, Children's Day. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a rather upbeat tune. Ives was looking back as a 20th century composer, a modern composer, looking back at the things that excited him in his youth. And there would be hymn sings and gatherings in fields, and there would be games that children play. And the movement we're not going to hear was communion. But the children's games are pretty obvious in this. It's filled with humor. The interesting thing to me is these three pieces were originally composed for organ when Ives was the organist at Central Presbyterian Church in Manhattan. And he had an interesting statement about this. This particular symphony is a pivotal one for Ives. The movement we're not going to hear is very, very adventurous and moves him toward the fullness of 20th century composition, much more daring, much more dissonant, much more dissonant harmonies. But he said in preparing this symphony that people were captive in church and had to listen to him play these things on the organ.
Good point.
So he figured he couldn't be quite as adventurous when he had this captive audience that couldn't go anywhere. So after this symphony, he takes a pretty substantial deep dive into 20th century sounds. Thank you.
Ed, now we leave Ives and move on to a lesser-known guy.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, yes, certainly a lesser-known light. One of the true geniuses in our art form. We're going to listen to movements from his 41st and last symphony. During the summer of 1788, he completed the 39th symphony at the end of June, the 40th at the end of July, and the 41st in August. And it's always amazing to me when we talk about Mozart writing 41-plus symphonies or Beethoven writing 9, how in the world did they find time to compose it and write all this music down? Because it's a substantial portion of notes that we are about to hear.
Right.
And in
the meantime, they were in charge of churches and other
absolutely going on. And trying to promote their music so they could get paid and
right.
so on. But this symphony to me is one of the miracles of the repertoire, the 41st. It has everything you could imagine. It's Mozart at his very best, and as I said, 1788. It's the last one he wrote. He passed away in 1791, completed a couple more operas and piano sonatas and so on, but these are the last symphonies. So this is in C major, and it's K551, and it's known as the Jupiter.
All right, we're going to listen to a portion of that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
The Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. Ed Marquardt is here with me. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about the program that's going to be presented at St. John's Episcopal Church, 191 County Road in Barrington, at 3 p.m., and that's on Sunday, April 21st. Talking about two iconic symphonies and the Rhode Island Delight that we spoke of. And we've been listening to some great music, and Ed, I know it takes a village to put these things on. Your admission price is pretty inexpensive.
I think it's reasonable. Admission free, yes.
That's pretty reasonable. So admission is free. However, you will accept donations.
We will accept donations. Yes, credit card, check.
So if you feel like
pounds, silver, sterling, you know, whatever
you
have. If
you're inspired, then you can certainly do it. And if you want to get any information about what's coming up, you can go to the website, which is COBSJ at, I guess, .org.
.org, yes. COBSJ.org.
COBSJ.org. And the information is there. You can probably see a picture of Ed if you print it. Bring it to the concert, Ed will sign it for you.
Well, I'm going to have Mike Mano sign it.
So. Okay. All right. When I mentioned it takes a village, you're not making a lot of money by ticket sales, so you're fortunate to have some corporate sponsors, right?
We do. We have people who take out ads within the program book, and then we're grateful to the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts for their help. Couldn't exist without them. And then the Carty brothers have been very, very good to us, and we're most appreciative of Ron and Pete taking an interest in us.
Excellent. That's they do a lot for the community, and I'm glad that you're included in that lot. So we have some more music to go. We're talking about Mozart. Tell us about this next piece.
We're going to listen to the third and part of the fourth movements of Symphony No. 41 in C major, Mozart's last and quite possibly his greatest symphony, certainly one of the landmarks in the symphonic repertoire. The third movement is the minuet, and the last movement is very fast, like a Ferrari race car.
All right, we'll listen to a portion of that. And thanks so much for coming in, bringing your music. It's always great to see you.
It's great to see you, Mike, and thanks very much.
All right, and we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.